This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Yes, here we are to review officially. This is the official place for you to find out what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio every week at this time. Michael Harrison joins me. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of the top stories, top talk topics of the week from number 10 to number 1. We'll take apart some of this material, talk about some other things that you may not have heard discussed this week on your favorite programs, and then go through the list of people. I always like it when we have ties, because we've created this format, Michael. You've created it, really. We have these 10 items, but then there are so many different things. There's so much to talk about, so many different people to talk about. We've got to do 10A, 10B, 10C.
Well, this is the official. You said it before. The officialness has great demands. I mean,
yes.
There's a great responsibility to being the official source of this information.
As opposed to the BSing source of it.
Now, in truth, this is basically just a weak excuse to talk about the top issues. I would
for us or for other people.
What I'm saying is that where do you separate the presidential race from the vice presidential debate, or immigration policy from politics? It all overlaps, so we try to make sense of it. It's people love horse races and people love lists, and we take it very seriously in terms of trying to be as accurate as possible, but we don't claim more accuracy than is humanly possible. And these things are very difficult to slice and dice, as if we were talking, about beans on a shelf. So that being said, here are the 10 most talked about stories of the week. Our very serious, slightly inaccurate survey. At number 10, we have...
Who's going to point out where it's inaccurate, you or me?
Well, that whole official thing.
Yes.
Maybe I'll tell you a funny story. The word official is very funny to me.
I will. Tell us the story, and then I'll tell you a story.
Yeah. Let's get through this. Let's get through this, the most important part of the show.
Yes,
blow
it
off. Let's blow off the most important part. At number 10, NFL action. At number 9, the Major League Baseball playoffs. Sorry to all my Mets friends. At number and congratulations to our Giants friends. At number 8, the Kardashian jewelry heist. At number 7. And the NSA contractor arrested. The WikiLeaks doc drop a threat at number 6. At number 5, the U.S. immigration policy. Number 4, Hurricane Matthew. And that probably is the most important story right now.
It is.
In terms
of
how it affects real people. And talk about terrorism. The thing killed over 200 people on one island alone.
It's the chemtrails that have made it this bad, by the way.
Well, this is real life. This is real crisis. At number 3, the Syria civil war, and that's tied with U.S.-Russia tensions. Those are related. The vice presidential debate that we witnessed at number 2. And number 1, the presidential race, which is, as I said, connected. 10 most talked about people. Number 10, the beloved or hated Tom Brady. At number 9, Kim and Kanye. At number 8, Harold Martin III and Edward Snowden. At number 7, Julian Assange. At number 6, Vladimir Putin. Number 5, Bill Clinton. Number 4, Pence and Kane. Number 3, Barack Obama. Number 2, Hillary Clinton. And number 1, Donald Trump.
Pence and Kane sound like a plumbing company.
Yes, Pence and Kane will unclog your pipes.
And then you got Harold Martin III and Edward Snowden. Most people, Martin is in his 50s.
Martin's
he
a
was the one that was he was the one arrested by the contractor arrested by the feds, worked for the NSA, who's trying to be like Edward Snowden, but wasn't very good at it because he got caught. So, but it brings to the surface another discussion that ought to have different. There ought to be different components to these discussions about our privacy, about what the government is learning about us, about, in essence, person of interest, a TV show, coming to life. Because that really is what we're talking about here. This more and more becomes so obvious to any of us the whole idea of privacy is dead, dead, dead. And what these, but I don't know that I would mind, well, I do mind anybody nosing around in what's my own personal affair, but to have the government listening or the ability to listen, for what reason? I mean, is everybody a crook? Is everybody guilty until proven, assumed guilty? Because that's what we've become. Instead of innocent until proven guilty, it's now like the British law requires that you're guilty under British law until you prove your innocence. And that's one of the things, the movie that comes out, I think it's this weekend, Michael, about the Holocaust. You remember that story from a number of years ago? I don't know if you've seen the trailer for this movie. Rachel Weisz, is that how you pronounce the name, W-E-I? I think it's Weisz or Weisz. Some people say Weisz.
I always called her Weisz, but it could be Weisz. Weisz and Weisz are both the same word. But
she's a Holocaust defender in the eyes of the world. She works for an organization that was sued by a guy, and this was 10, 12, 13, 14 years ago, who claimed there was no Holocaust. We've all talked about this. And this guy said that when she went to teach at colleges or when she'd be asked to speak, this guy would always show up and say, there was no such thing as the Holocaust. You're lying. And so she put him in his place and he sued her. And she had to prove that there was a Holocaust. That's what the movie's all about. But, you know, under the circumstances, you take some of these things and you wonder how far, I bring it up as an example of how far do you go with a story or an idea?
Well, we have to have a common understanding of what we consider to be the truth. Mm-hmm. If everything is debatable, well, you say the sky is blue.
Then there is no truth.
We have to have some kind of guidelines to be able to have a society and communicate. Otherwise, we're just going to devolve into chaos. For example, suppose the sky is blue. It's a clear day, and I say the sky is blue, and you say no, it's not. It may be blue to you, but how do it may not be blue to me. And then we get into this whole debate over whether the sky is blue, and then you call me a liar. That's what's happening in our society.
Yes.
People are so distrusting now of any kind of authority, of any kind of institution, of journalism, of
because
newspapers.
Because it's been abused. Our trust has been abused.
Right, so
and
we now
stuff
don't
that proves
know.
It is what this NSA contractor and what Snowden and Assange and all these other people have, they have proven without a doubt that the government is abusing its power and the privilege of governing. Excuse me, did I interrupt your train of thought?
No, I'm listening to you, but we had a little digital glitch between us.
Oh, all right. So now, I basically said what was on my mind with regard to these things and whether the difference between the truth, whatever the truth is, we all have truths. My truth might be different than yours, but it doesn't get in the way of facts. Facts are facts. You can't dispute a fact. You can dispute what you think the truth is.
Well, people are disputing the facts because they're disputing the authorities that say they are facts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're disputing the books. They're disputing the authors. They're disputing the schools, the professors, the journalists, the institutions, whether it's the government, whether it's the church, or whether it is a newspaper. And look, critical thinking is a good thing. We're not talking about believing everything because it comes from authority. That's wrong in the opposite extreme. We've got to get back to a balance where common sense prevails, and we have to get back to the balance where it seems with reasonable evidence that a majority of the people are good, that people want good.
Yeah.
And we seem to be out of whack.
We're there, but the news media is not. And because on News Talk Radio, we tend to talk about what's in the news and then what the news media is covering and where we get a lot of our information, that's where the rhubarb starts, I think.
To a certain degree. There's other factors. A lot of people just like to, the word in the industry is throw bombs, meaning just say things for the sake of creating controversy. The Internet is crawling with trolls, people that just join conversations and then throw out incendiary remarks just to upset the apple cart.
Mm-hmm.
And to a certain degree, freedom of speech, that's good. to a certain degree. But when that becomes just rampant...
But who decides? It's like the definition of obscenity. Nobody can agree on what obscene, you know, in a collective sense, what's obscene. So
this
how do we...
This is the human dilemma. The dilemma is that we want to be free, we want to be open-minded, we want to be individualistic. However, if we're so free, so open-minded, and so individualistic that we can't come to any kind of consensus, then society crumbles. This has always been the challenge facing humanity, and it obviously continues to be the challenge.
Yep, it does. Michael Harrison with Doug Stephan on the countdown at 17 past the hour.
How fast are Allegra gel caps? It's raking the leaves and loving it fast. How strong are Allegra gel caps?
I'm running with my favorite workout partner, Strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gel caps give you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms. It starts working in just 1 hour, 2 times faster than Claritin's first dose, and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's saying yes to pick up football with the guys, Strong.
Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster, nothing's stronger. Among OTC oral antihistamines. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Hi, this is Jennifer Horn from On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. As one of our valued listeners, your opinions matter. We'd love to hear your opinions. Just log on to djvshow.com and click on the survey button on the homepage. Tell us why you listen. Tell us about yourself. Tell us what you think. And as a thank you for completing our survey, we'll enter you in a random drawing where 5 lucky listeners will win $300 in cash. So go to djvshow.com right now and click on the survey link. That's djvshow.com.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
A congressman named Matthew Lyon was indicted for writing a letter to the editor criticizing the president. He was put on trial, fined $1,000, and sentenced to 4 months in jail. That was in 1800. And the law under which he was prosecuted was quickly repealed when Americans realized what a threat it was to their constitutional rights. But that didn't settle it forever. In 2015, the Federal Communications Commission held public hearings to discuss how to regulate online political speech. On websites like YouTube and blogs like The Drudge Report, we need to look through the lens of liberty and realize that our freedom is as insecure today as ever, and it is still the duty of all citizens to defend it.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
Any Jane Doe can tell you that Geico could help you save, but since money talks, we just ask the savings instead.
Greetings and some salutations. I'm Jane's Money, and I never knew my self-worth until Jane switched her car insurance at Geico.com. Those 15 minutes built me up to real savings. Geico's been helping customers save money like me for over 75 years. So take that to the bank. And namaste.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
How fast are Allegra gel caps? It's raking the leaves and loving it fast. How strong are Allegra gel caps?
I'm running with my favorite workout partner, Strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gel caps give you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms. It starts working in just 1 hour, 2 times faster than Claritin's first dose, and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's saying yes to pick up football with the guys, Strong.
Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster, nothing's stronger. Among OTC oral antihistamines. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
The overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, Michael Harrison, who for decades has been the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, has his fingers on the pulse. He's always the go-to person when the news media wants to come up with something. They usually misquote him, get him wrong. They really don't understand. And whenever you're interviewed or I'm interviewed or anybody's interviewed and you look at what comes out and it's usually a mess, you got to wonder, was it just us that they screwed up or the story, or is it every story they screw up? I think that's something we all think of way too often, frankly. It's 21 after the hour on this week's countdown.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Three after the hour now. I'm Doug Steffen with our weekly overview of the hot hits in talk radio, thanks to the work of Michael Harrison and his crew. He's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. We've been discussing the truth. It's actual. Everything is satisfactual. Zippity-doo-da. Zippity-a. That's a moldy oldie.
Yes, right? It is.
Yeah. All right. So let's take a couple of these things that are in here and take them apart a little bit. The situation in the Middle East, where Syria says it'll scale back its bombing of the city of Aleppo, the city that Gary Johnson didn't know existed, to allow the people who live there to evacuate. This is going on and on. Can you imagine what a field day, and I bet you nobody's taking this approach on the air, what a field day this sort of situation is for the military-industrial complex around the world, all of this stuff. The bombing goes on. Every day of the week and every day of the year, there's some kind of war going on someplace where lots of ordnance is being used. And in this circumstance, there is this civil war continuing and what the Russians are doing. And it just, whether people take that approach. Do you think that because a lot of the stations are right of center, they don't like to take that approach because it's not considered good for business?
I don't know if it's not considered good for business. It may not be considered good for ratings, which then, of course, relates to business. But when you say that, it's as if the radio stations are in business with the ammunitions and the...
No, I'm not suggesting that. I'm just saying that that it seems to be the right-of-center position is that military is good, no matter what. We got to have more money for the military, more money to spend on armaments, more money for tanks and guns and ships and planes.
Well, on the surface, that's the case. But if you scratch the surface a little deeper, both sides, the left and the right, support military. It's, you know, somehow we have this perception that the conservative voices of America are the ones that are for war, and the liberal voices of America are for peace. But it isn't true. The major voices on both sides, the Democrats and the Republicans, whether it's Hillary or it's Trump or it was Obama or Mitt Romney, the result is the same. More and more war.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, Lyndon Johnson was the one who escalated the Vietnam War. He was a Democrat and a progressive. And he was a total progressive. And he made that war happen. Our military involvement in places, although in some places we pulled out, now we pull in, it's very complicated. But Obama, he ran on the platform of getting out and ending all this stuff, and it never happened.
Well, does it not happen because the reality is that the military-industrial complex has its claws so deeply embedded into the Congress, the Senate, the presidency, that when they say certain things before they get elected, and then they go, they look around and they see where their reelection money comes from, what it takes to support and run the government, all of these things, we become patsies to these people.
Yes, to a large degree. Unfortunately, the result of the military-industrial complex, which exists all around the world, has created situations where it's not that easy to back out. It's not that easy to just walk away.
Mm-hmm.
Walking away has its consequences as well. It's not like there aren't evil, dangerous, aggressive, militaristic, killing forces out there that do want to destroy good people.
Yeah.
So it's not that easy. But yes, that is one of the roots of the bigger picture of problems that humanity faces.
One of the biggest disappointments I saw on the list this week, Michael, frankly, was the fact that you left out the appointment of a new UN Secretary General.
Well, I didn't leave it out. It wasn't in the top 10. Talk radio left it out.
Can you imagine not talking about the new UN Security Secretary General?
Well, they didn't even talk about it. It's just that it wasn't as big as Hurricane Matthew.
No. Not now or ever.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Take Pix and get connected today.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers. A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
Before after the hour, Talk Radio Countdown Show continues with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Doug Steffen here, leading, directing, going in and around and up and down some of the things that we think deserve your attention. I think there are things that I call them countdown extras. Every once in a while, there's something. I was being facetious a little bit about the new director of the UN. But I'm not being facetious when I make a moment or two of time, Michael, to talk about this ruling this past week. A judge has thrown out a lawsuit claiming police have used excessive force against protesters in Ferguson, Missouri, in any number of circumstances after the death of Michael Brown. The judge issued a 74-page ruling in which he sided with the police, saying protesters had completely failed to present any credible evidence that any of the actions taken by these individuals were taken with malice or were committed in bad faith. There was a lawsuit filed by 9 people who lived in Ferguson for $40 million against the city of Ferguson. And we all know, and after this, the results of this hearing were published locally, there were more riots, tear gas and that kind of stuff, because people were upset that the protesters were upset because they didn't like the results. That's what's happening in America and maybe around the world, too. We don't like something? Let's burn a car. Let's throw a rock through a window. Let's protest. And so there's a hard line for the police to follow here, in a manner of speaking. But I also think that where there's smoke, there's fire. So once again, we're back to what we were talking about earlier, facts versus the truth. What's the truth? We know that we feel strongly one way or another, whether they overreact or they don't react strongly enough. But the facts are those ugly little things that get in the way. And one of the great conversations I heard on a program, as a matter of fact, when we were in New York this week at the tribute to Dr. Joy Brown, I was listening to a radio program, an evening show in the hotel room, and this discussion took place as to whether this was fair and just. And then there was a whole conversation about the police and how many police there were. 803. I learned all these things in this conversation. 803 black men killed by white police officers last year in our country. And I don't know what this does other than it gives you information. Does it throw gasoline on the fire of these discussions? I don't think so. You know, half as many white people were shot by black officers as black people shot by white officers. Things like that. That sort of do what you said earlier. Do they really add to the discussion or do they make it worse?
Well, I mean, all of this comes from frustration, from people boiling over. Once violence starts, there's not necessarily a right or a wrong. There's just when you need to have communication. You need to have diplomacy. You need to have peacemaking, and you need to have goodwill. If you don't have those things, then it'll just keep spiraling out of control. Which historically we've seen throughout history, that type of thing happens. Leads to revolutions. Leads to riots. Leads to civil wars. It's not good. Not good.
Well, the thing that it points to, for me anyway, because I'm an inquisitive sort, I always want to get the bottom line. I have the whys, the hows, why. Here's something that I also get out of the discussion. That detectives in cities have better track records than others for solving murders, homicides. For example, in Las Vegas, they clear 8 out of 10 cases. So that means 2 out of every 10 never get solved. And what came to mind was the circumstance of a friend of mine in town, as a matter of fact, lived right up the street from me, 56 years old, was called. He was a social worker, and he was called to this woman's home at 3 o'clock in the morning, and he ended up getting murdered by who knows who. They can't seem to figure out. His death has been not, there's no ruling on his death, so family can't collect on his insurance and all the other things because they can't figure out what happened to him. They can't find the person who murdered him.
Well, if you look at statistics, most crimes go unsolved.
Isn't that awful?
Yeah, crime pays. Statistically, crime pays. I was surprised when you said, 8 out of 10 or something, they do
get solved in Las Vegas, yeah.
Well, I don't know how
you think that's
that
a high number?
Of course. Of course it's a high number. 8 out of 10 crimes in Las Vegas are solved?
No, or murders.
Murders maybe. Maybe murders. But certainly not crimes. Mm. Most crimes are... Many crimes people don't even know they happened. They're not even reported, let alone solved.
Let's then, we go from the serious to the sublime. All of these reports across the country of the menacing clowns, we even had it here in my hometown of Framingham, whether you've had it where you are out in the Springfield area, Western Massachusetts. All of these, there are hoaxes every single day, but the police are not ignoring these reports because, every once in a while one of them is going to turn out to be true. That there are clowns, there are people dressing up as clowns that are abducting young girls, that are molesting college girls, that are doing all kinds of things, and it's scaring the pants off. It's just another way to scare, and the news media playing on it, scaring people. And some of these faces, some of these masks you see, are pretty scary.
Isn't that funny? Clowns are now scary.
Yes!
Remember what'll eventually
you
happen?
And I grew up. This is what we listened to. It's Clarabel.
If this were to continue, eventually what we will see as national security is it will be illegal to wear masks.
Mm-hmm. Wear them in a bank. You can't wear a hat in a bank. You can't wear sunglasses in a bank.
Right. It'll be illegal to trick or treat. It'll be I don't know if I would mind that. I like trick or treating when I was a kid. I don't like it as an adult, or I don't like it in I don't like it in this world.
Trick or treating
is something that I think is of another era. But the idea of wearing costumes and hiding your face in the age of malicious clowns and terrorism and crime and distrust. Oh, I don't know whether or not masks, costumes are going to be legal in another 5 or 10 years if we keep going at this rate. And I'm speaking hypothetically, folks. I'm not predicting that. I'm just saying is that, you know, it is dangerous for somebody to be able to go around with a mask.
I'm the Lone Ranger.
Well, hey, look at these legends. Lone Ranger, Zorro, Batman. Mm-hmm. These good guys with
Superman.
Superman didn't wear a mask. He took his glasses off.
Yeah, right.
Clark Kent had the disguise.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who was Superman? Was he really Superman and Clark Kent the secret identity, or was he really Clark Kent and Superman the secret identity? I wonder how Superman really felt inside.
My God,
I've been worrying about that all my life.
My heavens. All right, well, let's think about it for a moment as we have this pause in the action at 43 past the hour. You're listening to the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of what's going on in the world of news talk, information, and conversational radio.
How fast are Allegra gel caps? It's raking the leaves and loving it fast. How strong are Allegra gel caps?
I'm running with my favorite workout partner, Strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gel caps give you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms. It starts working in just 1 hour, 2 times faster than Claritin's first dose, and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's saying yes to pick up football with the guys, Strong.
Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster, nothing's stronger. Among OTC oral antihistamines. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Hi, this is Jennifer Horn from On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. As one of our valued listeners, your opinions matter. We'd love to hear your opinions. Just log on to djvshow.com and click on the survey button on the homepage. Tell us why you listen. Tell us about yourself. Tell us what you think. And as a thank you for completing our survey, we'll enter you in a random drawing where 5 lucky listeners will win $300 in cash. So go to djvshow.com right now and click on the survey link. That's djvshow.com.
Superbeets, the easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates to specifically help with blood flow and circulation. Get the blood to your muscles, your heart, and your brain. Get a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Superbeets free. Comes with your first order. Dial 800-655-4183. Feel the results or get your money back. 800-655-4183 or go to Doug Likes Beets. .com to order.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
A congressman named Matthew Lyon was indicted for writing a letter to the editor criticizing the president. He was put on trial, fined $1,000, and sentenced to 4 months in jail. That was in 1800, and the law under which he was prosecuted was quickly repealed when Americans realized what a threat it was to their constitutional rights. But that didn't settle it forever. In 2015, the Federal Communications Commission held public hearings to discuss how to regulate online political speech. On websites like YouTube and blogs like the Drudge Report, we need to look through the lens of liberty and realize that our freedom is as insecure today as ever, and it is still the duty of all citizens to defend it.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
Any Jane Doe can tell you that Geico could help you save. But since money talks, we just ask the savings instead.
Greetings and some salutations. I'm Jane's Money, and I never knew my self-worth until Jane switched her car insurance at Geico.com. Those 15 minutes built me up to real savings. Geico's been helping customers save money like me for over 75 years. So take that to the bank. And namaste.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
How fast are Allegra gel caps? It's raking the leaves and loving it fast. How strong are Allegra gel caps?
I'm running with my favorite workout partner, Strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gel caps give you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms. It starts working in just 1 hour, 2 times faster than Claritin's first dose, and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's saying yes to pick up football with the guys, Strong.
Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster, nothing's stronger. Among OTC oral antihistamines. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
The charts for the week of October 3rd to the 7th, courtesy of Talkers Magazine, to review them one more time during the course of our countdown so that you have a firm grasp, not only for your own information, but to kind of follow along. Not that we always follow the action quite as directly as we might. But anyway, at the end in the number 10 position, sports talk radio, the playoffs, NFL, getting into the season, all that good stuff. Moving down the list, the Kardashian jewelry heist, NASA contractor being arrested, the WikiLeaks document drop threat, immigration policy and discussions thereof in the political world, Hurricane Matthew at number 4, the Middle Eastern situation number 3, the debate between the two vice presidential candidates. I don't know why that's number 2. That ought to be number 10, actually. And the presidential race, as usual, that's at the top of the heap and will be for another month here. Now, on the other side of the street, we have the list of people that are hot in terms of conversational purposes. Here we go with a list from number 10 to number 1. Number 10, Tom Brady. Number 9, Kim Kardashian. Number 8, Harold Martin and Edward Snowden sort of tied. Actually, all of these people should be together. Julian Assange in there as well. Then there's Vladimir Putin. Bill Clinton's at number 5. The two vice presidential candidates are at number 4, tied for that position. President Obama is 3. Mrs. Clinton is 2. And Donald Trump is number 1. So when you pick apart all of this stuff, look at how heavily weighted politics is on this whole thing. The top 5 are all related to the presidential race. And the bottom, at least 8, 7, and 6, all related to hacking and computer. Because certainly Putin, I think Putin's put Edward Snowden up. That's why he's staying in Russia to do all the hacking that's going on. What do you think? All right, here we are, 46 after the hour, continuing with our overview of what's going on in the world of conversation radio. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, who not only is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, but he also does a video podcast every week called Up Close and Far Out. This weekend, you have the amazing Kreskin.
Yes, it's an audio podcast, not a video podcast.
What did I say?
You said a video podcast.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
You look so good. Wouldn't you like to be in
pictures? Well, it's the theater of the mind. The video of your mind. Hey,
with
yeah, Kreskin. I interviewed Kreskin.
Why? What did you
I don't.
You?
I don't know. He made me. He forced me to.
He put it out there in the ethos and
all of a sudden
you,
I said,
you came.
Must interview Kreskin.
He often is a debunker of others who do what he does.
Yeah, he's cool. He's the real deal. I said to him, Kreskin, I know your secret, and I'm going to reveal it right now. He goes, oh? I said, yes, get ready. I'm now going to reveal your secret. You are a supernatural being. And he laughed because he claims not to be. The truth is, he is supernatural.
Well, we all are to a certain extent.
Yes. He's an intuit.
We all have it.
He's an intuit. The word psychic is too much for me. I like the word intuitive.
Well, psychic is overused, I'm with you. I like that.
Yeah. People who claim to be psychics are usually phonies, capitalizing on people's weakness and people's yearning to have answers to questions that are hard to attain. People that call themselves intuitive are far more honest.
Yep. Intuitives. My friend Uri Geller is like that. And he and Kreskin don't get along at all. But it's because one...
Why?
Because Kreskin doesn't think he's the real thing. And Uri has basically said the same thing about him, so they go back and forth, and nobody gets that. Or he would be a good one for you actually to have on up.
I don't like any of those kind of guys. The only reason I had Kreskin was because, as I said, I was compelled to by the power of suggestion.
Right. Exactly.
No, I talked to him about the power of suggestion in the media. In other words, I focus on something that has to do with the real world we live in. And the media does have hypnotic and suggestive power. And we got into that, and he's an expert on that. And he was pretty good in terms of his answers. It's a good conversation. But I am not a fan of psychics, astrologers, hypnotists, all that stuff. I think it comes under the heading of another branch of charlatanism.
Mm-hmm. I'd give Charlotte a bad name, actually. I don't know her having anything to do with that.
But I do believe we all have a little bit of the
other thing to look forward to, and it'll be part of, when you go to talkers.com, you find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. This week, you're doing your own version. Talkers is doing a version of a discussion debate between left-of-center hosts and right-of-center hosts with a focus on the presidential election. So when will that be? Like next week at this time, it'll probably be available for audio and video, yes, on talkers.com?
Next week, at on Friday of next week. Yeah, next week at this time, it won't be available for a few days, so give us two weeks.
Tom Hartman, Hugh Hewitt, Joyce Kaufman, Chris DeGaulle, Larry O'Connor, and Joe Madison participating in that event. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Here, I'm Doug Steffen at 10 minutes before the hour.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Three past the hour now. The talk radio review continues, this time from the aspect of the legal side of some of these stories, thanks to Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's a lawyer and a college law professor, an expert on scams and identity theft as well. The legal woes that will be created out of the hurricane. What insurance companies are going to get sued? That's what happened after the whole dust-up in New York. Right, weren't there a lot of these companies who said, you know, you don't have coverage for this or that? Isn't that always the cause of many lawsuits?
Yeah, it's almost where do you start? Because on one end of the spectrum, you'll have insurance companies who are saying, oh, you didn't read the fine print, and there's never anything fine in fine print, and you're not covered. This is not storm damage. This is wind damage or whatever. So there are issues of that, although interestingly enough, if an insurance company is taking that tack, there are states that have, such as Massachusetts and others, what they call unfair insurance practices settlements laws. And these can actually provide for triple damages. Who have been abused by insurance companies that are not acting responsibly in regard to either the way they interpret or even processing the claims. The flip side of that, though, is there will be scammers out there pretending to be adjusters, getting information, pretending to be FEMA, and they'll be there getting personal information and turning the victims into victims of identity theft.
So if you want to check out the way to avoid that, go to Steve's website, scamaside.com, because he's one of the country's foremost experts on identity theft, scamaside.com, to see how you can work your way around that problem. One of the things that this week has become more of an issue than I think we've heard, because we're getting closer to Halloween, all of these people that are running around with clown masks and what they're doing, you know, some of the stuff is just fun, supposedly, some of it is not. Then people are asking the question, if we're going to not let people wear masks in public anymore, and that's been a suggestion by some legal authorities, what about burkas? How is wearing a burqa, if your entire face is covered, any different than wearing a mask? And what kind of legal water are we going to wander into with that?
Yeah, the whole thing would be, you know, and there again, it would actually be a First Amendment issue as far as freedom of expression.
You mean wearing burqas or wearing clown masks or both?
Well, the religion, certainly with the burqa, with the clown mask, well, maybe someone, you know, is as you and I mentioned off the air, worshiping Clarabelle. But, you know, the thing is, if you are going to limit an essential right, and that right to dress like that in public, if you're going to do that, you have to have a compelling state interest. So it is not just enough that, gee, that would reasonably advance safety. It has to be compelling. And I think it would be a very difficult show in this country, maybe not in other countries, but in this country, to make a law regarding in public not being able to wear clown masks. Red rubber noses, perhaps, but
yeah,
that's
right.
A whole other issue.
Harold Martin III tried to be like Edward Snowden, but didn't do so well. He was the NSA contractor working for the same company that got arrested. So what happens to him? What does the law do with him now that he's in captivity? Or can he escape because of what Snowden did? And actually, what did he do other than blow the whistle on publish stuff that probably needed to be published anyway?
You know, it's really tough because, you know, the more you look at people like Snowden. Now, Snowden, in particular, may have released data to foreign governments, but he also did expose the fact that the United States government was violating the privacy rights and violating the laws of Americans. You know, in this case, frankly, the first thing that crossed my mind was, you know, the old fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me. How is the NSA not straightening out their act as far as greater security, particularly when it comes to contractors? So they don't want to put this guy on trial for a lot of reasons, and I think they'll probably come to some kind of settlement, but he's actually in a better bargaining position than many people might think, because a trial would result in a lot of embarrassing information
right.
coming out.
Well, the same kind of stuff, the WikiLeaks threat to drop some of those documents about Hillary Clinton is still lurking out there. Snowden's still got a lot of stuff. Look at the information on Yahoo this week. Wow. How do they even survive after that?
Well, we'll see if they do. I think that story isn't over.
No, not at all. Well, there's more stuff to be. If you haven't seen the movie Snowden, by the way, see it. Lawyers would love the movie, but just in general, so you see what's going on in this country. It's a very powerful movie. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, our attorney of record here on the Countdown Show at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.